The Paradise Town Board will come to order as soon as I get this put back together.
The equipment, I tell you.
Where are we? December 13th, 2022, and if you'd all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Now see, it doesn't want to go back in there this time. Let's go for it. Let the record reflect that all of the town board members are here except for Caitlin Cunningham, who is excused. And we have staff introductions.
Steve DeMera, Clark County Commons Planning.
I'm Ada Vena, Clark County Commissioner.
Vivian Florsky, Planning Commissioner, District B, Cook Street Reform.
All right, thank you. Just go over a couple of items here before we get started. Items on the agenda can be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. And if you would at this time turn off or mute your cell phones and other electronic devices that could disturb the meeting. And if you have any conversations you'd like to have before your presentations, you could take them out into the lobby behind you or over here to your right in that lobby there. That way we can continue with the meeting without interruption. I'll leave the last couple of items for you to look at your leisure. And moving on to public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes, and if you would step forward and use the microphone up here, push up on the button, a little light will come on. That's because the meeting is recorded. You can listen to it later on the county's website. And then also, if you would, clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson of the board by majority vote. Can we have approval of the minutes for November 29th, 2022?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to approve the minutes for November 29th, 2022.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You got a motion.
We'll take care of that, and then you can talk, and we'll do the rest. So you have a motion to approve the minutes of November 29, 2022. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And if you'd like to come forward?
No, I don't want to, but I will.
Push up on that. Yeah, there you go. We're not as sophisticated as down at the county.
I hear it.
Vivian Klarski, Planning Commissioner. I just wanted to speak now because I'm leaving after item 7, but I wanted to say thank you to the board for all your hard work. I've appreciated you for the last however many years you've been on, but I know I've been Planning Commissioner for 19 years now. So, and I've been serving this district, serving this board. So, if you have any questions or if you have items that you really feel passionate about, want to talk to me, you have my number. If not, Blocka has my number. But I wanted to say to have a happy holiday, stay safe, and I look forward to working with you guys again in the years to come. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you for your support. And do we have approval of the agenda for tonight, December 13th, 2022?
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion for approval of tonight's agenda with one change. We have two similar items, number 3 and number 10. I'd like to recommend that we move 10 up with number 3 and hear them basically together.
Okay.
With that, no other changes. With that, I'd like to make the motion for approval.
Okay. Are the representatives for item number 3 and number 10 here? Okay, so you're both here. All right, great. So we have a motion to approve tonight's agenda, moving item 10 up to being heard with item number 3. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Any informational items? So with that, we will move on to planning and zoning. Item number 1, UC 220574. Sheriff Haflin, Richard, and Hensley, Hannah, use permit for architectural compatibility for a detached accessory structure. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1, reduce setbacks; 2, reduce separation; and 3, increase accessory structure height in conjunction with a single family residence on 0.2 acres in an R1 single family residential zone, generally located on the north side of Roxburgh Drive, 290 feet west of Mohican Way within Paradise. Are they here? Would you like to come forward? Show us what. There's the microphone for Chef.
Sing a little song?
Uh huh. Name and address. And spell your last name, please.
Can you hear me? My name is Richard Charshafian. C H A R S H A F I A N. 1878 Roxburgh Drive.
Yeah. What is it you'd like to tell us about your application?
Do
you want the staff report to guide you? This is your staff report for your item. You want to use it as a guide?
I'm good. Okay. I have a fifth wheel RV trying to put up a cover to protect it from the primarily the sun. I want it to be in the rear. Most people put their RV covers along the front of the house, like a joint, you know, the same distance from the street as their RV. I want mine to be in the backyard. So I'm going to put it as far back as I can get it, so it's going to be in the back northwest corner of my backyard.
Okay.
And I have to keep it. I'm asking for to be able to keep it close to the wall. I don't have enough room. It's a 34-foot fifth wheel. So it combined with my truck is 49 feet long. And I pull it into the backyard, but there's not enough room to maneuver it to get it like directly behind the house. So it'd be alongside the house all the way in the back.
Okay. Anything else?
I don't believe so.
All right. Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair? Oh, go ahead, Susan, if you were going to.
Would you have something?
Oh, I didn't say anything.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Mr. Chair, question for Richard. Richard, are you aware of what staff's recommending? They're recommending denial.
They are recommending denial. Uh-huh. No, I think that's the first I've heard of this. It's there's several others. There's some on my street that are virtually the same as I'm asking.
Uh-huh.
However, they're like I said, theirs are. I can see them from my house. Mine's going to be behind the house. Nobody could see. I have letters of.
It says you've got a couple of letters of support.
Yeah, I have the one next to the. That's next to where the structure is going to be, and the one behind where the structure is going to be.
All right, so staff has a particular concern about the architectural style of the cover. They're concerned about the paint colors. Their recommendation is that it should match or be very close to that of the house.
Okay.
What are you making it of?
I'm
planning on buying a...
Like the aluminum?
Yes.
Okay.
The kind
with frame structure and all
and
that stuff.
And I have my choice of whatever panels that cover it. Mm-hmm. And I'm asking for a light gray, which I think would blend in. But that's also the color we're planning on painting the house. Not the identical color, but that color. So visually it should blend pretty well, except for it will be, I guess, corrugated aluminum.
Yeah.
So are you putting it up yourself? Are you having it professionally
done? I'm planning on putting it up myself. I'm going to buy it from a company. It comes with everything you need. It has a 90 mile an hour wind load. Very, very comparable to any other RV parking that you see around town.
Mr. Chiraha.
I did see some in his area where they've already done it without,
yeah.
Who knows if they have permits or not. And he is wanting to put it all the way in the back, which really takes it out of the neighborhood, so to speak.
Agreed. So, Mr. Chair, with the stipulation from staff that the structure is painted in a similar color to the residence, I don't have a particular problem with this application. Anybody else on the board have
anybody else have anything they'd like to say?
The only concern I had was there's a utility box right at the end of your driveway.
Yes, there is.
Where you're going to back that up. And they talk about screening. I just wondered if you might want to put something there to prevent you from hitting it, coming, trying to back your...
I don't think there's room for it, but if you really want to know how I do it when I decide to pull it in and out, I take my trash can and set it on top of the utility thing. Then I could see it from the truck, which is right next to where my trash cans are.
Yeah.
Anyway. So I put one of those big plastic ones, the big machine. Picks up. I set it on top of the box.
That's one of the reasons they want setbacks is, you know, you're not up against other properties, in this case, utility properties. So,
right.
Could get kind of expensive if he were to hit it.
Exactly.
I talked to NV Energy and said, hey, how much to get this moved? And I really don't need it moved anywhere. I just was considering lowering it. That it should be lowered. They told me $10,000. I said, no, thank you.
And if you run over it, did they give you an estimate?
They have not said anything about the power going out because of me and my neighborhood. But the reason I wanted to be on that side and the reason the driveway is on that side is there's an amazing pine tree on the other side, and I just did not have the heart to take out a pine tree. I mean, it's beautiful.
No, I have no issues as long as it's painted to match.
All right, then. If there's no other comments or questions from the board, Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion for approval subject to the preliminary staff conditions.
If approved, conditions.
Is it if approved?
If approved.
So we have a motion to approve subject to the if approved staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck. Okay. You go to the... Planning Commission on 12/20.
Yes. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Item number 2, DR 220622, County of Clark Aviation. Design review for the following. 1, construction of various airport improvements, pavement, fencing, gates, lighting, and drainage system. And 2, finished grade on 34.0 acres in a PF, public facility, AE65 zone. Generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard, south and north, on the north and south sides of Dewey Drive within Paradise.
Evening. Thanks for having us. My name is James Long, L-O-N-G. I'm with H&TV. We're the designer of record for this assignment. I'm joined tonight by Raul Valdez as well with CCUA. As you mentioned, CCUA has recently acquired about 8 parcels in that area, constituting the 34 acres. Listed in the report there. The first phase of this project is the 14 acres that's presented here in the light blue. The intent is to build a new aircraft safety apron this, or a new aircraft apron for parking. This would be used on big events, improve operational safety and movement of aircraft on the airport during those large events.
Before you go any further, sure. Could you orient us on what?
Absolutely. So Four Seasons is here along the top of the drawing. Dewey Drive comes in about the middle. Haven is the eastern limit of the project here. The airfield extends off the drawing here to the right. Las Vegas Boulevard is just off the left of the drawing here on that side.
Thank you.
The project includes several different elements. As I mentioned, about 14 acres of new aircraft pavement. It's also going to involve quite a bit of fill on site in order to meet the FAA grades for drainage. That was one of the requests in the design review. The fill will not exceed 6 feet in the area, and it's meant just to meet the FAA standards for grading. In order to accommodate that fill, we're also installing a retaining wall along Haven Street, about 750 linear feet of a retaining wall, a maximum height of 6 feet there. The entire perimeter of the site will be bound by airport perimeter safety fencing, the typical 8-foot safety fencing that's elsewhere on the campus already. We'll also be adding in two vehicle security gates and a pedestrian secured access gate on the west side off of our proposed private driveway. In order to make the site available for us, we do have to relocate several utility systems. There's two overhead Nevada Energy power lines that will be relocated, primarily on the west side, relocating in this light red line you see. There's also a Clark County public sewer in this vicinity that will need to be removed and relocated around our site, as well as a Southwest gas line in the public right of way on Haven, this purple line here that we'll need to install as we relocate an existing one that's in the way. In addition to the developments in the light blue, there's also two private driveways that we're proposing in the public right of way, one off of Dewey and one off of Four Seasons, that will allow us to create a drive lane through an existing paved parking lot to the west of the project site. That's, I think, a general overall, but happy to field any questions you guys may have.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak on this item? Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if there's no comments or questions, I would make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Good luck. Thank you.
Goes to the PCC on 1221. Oh, yeah. I kind of just went. Go on. Okay, I'm going to read items 3 and 10 into the record, and then the appropriate applicants can, or representatives can speak on that. Item number 3 is UC 220602 CB Flamingo LLC. Use permit to modify pedestrian realm. Waivers of development standards to allow for drive-through talk boxes to face residential development. Design review for a restaurant with a drive-through on a portion of 2.5 acres in a C2 General Commercial AE 65 zone within the Midtown Maryland Parkway District, generally located on the north side of Flamingo Road, approximately 183 feet east of University Center Drive within Paradise. And item number 10, UC 220637 CB Flamingo LLC, use permit to modify pedestrian realm. Waivers of development standards for the following: 1, allow drive-through talk boxes to face residential development, and 2, reduce landscape buffer. Design review for a restaurant with a drive-through on a portion of 2.5 acres in a C2 General Commercial AE65 zone within the Midtown Maryland Parkway District, generally located on the north side of Flamingo Road, approximately 183 feet east of University Center Drive within Paradise.
Good evening, Mr. Chair, members of the town board, Stephanie Allen, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive. Here on behalf of the applicant on item number 3, there's another applicant for item number 10, so we said we'll kind of tag team the application, if that's okay. This is the site that's before you for both applications. It's located on the north side of Flamingo,
Just to the west of it is University Center Drive. And the site is currently already zoned. You can see all of this property in the area is already zoned C2, so we don't have a zone change before you. But there are two restaurant uses proposed on this site. My applicant is on the eastern portion of the site, and the gentleman that's with us here is on the western portion of this site. And you can see here there's one shared drive right in the center of the site. So this is the area that I'm representing. He'll be presenting this area just to the west of it. Before I get into the actual site plan, I would like to give you some pictures of the area because we held the application a couple of weeks to work with staff. Initially, there was a recommendation for approval, and rightfully so, they recognized an issue with respect to the residential to the north. We've sat down with Steve and Sam Urial, and I believe we have a proposal that addresses it, but I am very interested in the board's perspective and if you have other suggestions. This gives you an idea that there's an existing C-store just to the west of the site, and then the site begins here. The residential development to the north is shown here. This is the parking garage, and then as you head east, there's residential. So the parking garage, for the most part, is in front of this gentleman's property, portion of the property, and then we have a portion of the garage, and then the remainder of the residential. You'll see in this particular photo, there's a wall that ends basically at the garage. So for whatever reason, it was intentionally put view fencing here for the residential. So you do not have a block wall that extends, you have a block wall that goes to the garage and then view fencing in front of that residential. So there's differing buffers, I guess, if you will, but I want to show you this area first before I get into our site plan. The site is proposed for a Costa Vida restaurant, which is a very popular Mexican food, quick restaurant food that I guess has over 100 locations in Utah. This would be the first one in Las Vegas, and it's a great location close to you and LV, obviously. God bless you. The concept is, you know, it'll enter from the center shared driveway here, and then there's a two drive-through lanes similar to like a Chick-fil-A or an In-N-Out burger, which are much more effective. You don't have the queuing problems that you have at other fast food restaurants. And in this instance, I think it's laid out fairly well where the traffic will come through and then be able to exit the site at the exit point. We've done an intense landscape buffer along this northern property line, understanding that there is residential to the north, and that wall ends right about here on this site plan. So the intense landscape buffer would continue in front of the residential with that view fencing as well. There's also a berm that's located here that allows for these drive aisles to be depressed. So they're lower than the property line to the north, and I provided you an exhibit because we've been working with staff on how to ensure that those talk boxes for the drive-through have the least impact possible to the residential to the north. So in that exhibit that I have in front of you, which I also have on the back here, you can see this is the finished grade of the residential development to the north. This is the intense landscape buffer that we're proposing. And then there is a berm that's higher than that finished grade to the north. So this is the high point of the berm. The drive aisles, as I mentioned, are depressed down. And then these are your two talk boxes that are proposed. Originally, we had them facing north. We would like to change that to face them east. We think that that's more appropriate, and we could agree to a condition tonight. In fact, this exhibit that we've provided to staff says that they're oriented east now rather than north. So that's the first change. Also, we could agree to a condition that those speaker boxes remain or are installed below the berm so that the berm acts as an additional buffer. And then you have the intense landscape buffer as well. This exhibit, we also added some additional bushes immediately in front of the speaker boxes, so we could agree to do, and those are not on the landscape plan, but we could agree to a condition to add those additional hop seed bushes immediately in front of those speaker boxes to further mitigate any noise from those speaker boxes. We had discussion about an added wall, and I know the staff report discusses a wall, but I do think that the view fencing was probably placed there for a reason for those residential units, and I personally think I'd rather look at an intense landscape buffer than a block wall right in front of those units. And it is different from the location of the other wall, because you can see the other walls in front of the parking garage, but you have units here that probably would prefer to have trees than a big block wall. So that was the reason for our proposed mitigation efforts. Staff is recommending denial, but I do think with those three added conditions, hopefully that will mitigate any sound. We're unaware of any opposition. Granted, this is a for rent property to the north, so I don't know if any of those residents would have received notice. Most likely the property owner of the property received notice, but we did consider what was best for them as well as for the property in our proposed mitigation efforts, and we would ask this board to support the application with those three conditions, which would be to ensure that the speaker box is below the berm that's to the north, to add additional bushes in front of those speaker boxes, and to orient the speaker boxes to the east rather than to the north. I'm happy to answer any questions and certainly to consider any additional suggestions that the board would have with respect to staff's concerns. But with that said, that's my presentation. I'll turn it over to the gentleman with the property to the west.
I apologize. I am prepared to present in a digital format, so I don't have a presentation board. But I do have copies of our site plan, our landscape plan, for each of you, so that you can reference. Yes, it's Brandon Epperson, Epperson. I am the real estate manager for Salad and Go. I'm the tenant that is looking to lease this side of the property. As was discussed with the other site, the concrete wall, we believe, will mitigate a lot of sound issues with our speaker boxes. Our speaker boxes are, as you can see, in the northwest corner of our site plan. There are two black boxes right before the lanes merge into a single drive-through lane. And so we believe that, along with on the landscape plan, you'll see we've worked with the planners to develop a landscape plan that has a dense landscaping to buffer some of that sound, and our speaker boxes face the parking garage. They do not face towards any residential units. Our speaker boxes are 25 feet away from the property line and over 70 feet away from the nearest residential unit. And our speaker boxes are set at a level of 60 to 70 decibels. Give you context, that is a normal conversation level, just two people talking. We're set to have that about 3 to 5 feet away. Any sound drop off after that, it drops off significantly. For context, a dog barking is 110 decibels, hair dryer is 90 decibels, so 60 to 70, it really is it's not the speaker boxes from the 50s that we're used to hearing, where you can hear it from across the road, right? So the other thing is we have control on site of our speaker box volume. And if there is any issues that arise in the community, we can adjust the volume from there. But like I said, at the audio level that we are operating, I don't foresee any issues. Just to speak a little to our site, we have a double drive-through lane. This allows for us to maximize the amount of cars that we can stack. Our priority is to accommodate all guest cars during peak hours in those lanes. That way we're not stacking out beyond that. And based on our sales volume estimates for this store, there's a 17 car stack. We believe that's more than sufficient for our peak hours at this location. We also have a counterflow lane on the other side. As you can see, that little half circle, that is a mobile pickup lane. to explain that, it is a pickup lane for people who order ahead and pay ahead, and then when they come to the window, they give the name of the order, and we hand them their order. They're gone in about 15 seconds from my experience. We stagger the pickup times, so there's never more than one person picking up at a time. If someone comes late, I've seen two cars stacked at most in there, but like I said, 10 to 15 seconds at the window, that is more than enough room for us to work. As you can see, there's a three-car stack. We don't expect any issues coming from that. We've worked with the planners regarding the buffer, landscape buffer on the south side of the parcel where there is some electric overhead lines. I believe that is the waiver for the landscape buffer that was discussed as part of the agenda item. So that landscape buffer has been reduced and we have removed the trees that were going to be there because that were in the landscape plan because of the damage of the overhead power line. So I believe that addresses the agenda items that were discussed, but I'm open to comments and any questions that you guys have.
Okay. Does anyone here like to speak on these two items, either one of them? Seeing none, I'll close to the public and open it to the board. Who wants to go first?
Item number, Mr. Chair, item number 10 seems easier to me because he's up against the parking garage. There's not, you know, residents parking their car, I don't think it's an issue for a speaker. And I'm familiar with the concept from the Phoenix area, and there, he's correct, there's not many cars in that pickup area at any one time. So it's a very quick food prep type restaurant. Don't know, you know, if it didn't survive, if it became something else, they might have to come back, but I don't see any problems with number 10 at all. Number three, there are some apartments there to be concerned about, but those are, and right now people probably think they have great views. I don't know how they're going to feel about a row of trees where they can't see anything. That one has more concern for me just because there are homes, you know, apartment homes there. And it's hard to tell when you have it lowered here on the site for the lane, how, you know, the speakers seem awful high. It would be nice if we could see where the car actually sat in there to have some kind of scale. It's really hard for me to tell.
Right, that's why I suggest maybe a condition that specifically says it's below the berm so that there's no scenario where that exhibit's interpreted improperly.
So I'm on the fence on three, but 10 I'm good with.
So, Mr. Chair, I have a couple of questions, and one of them is probably going to get me in trouble.
I have a couple of things.
So, both of you guys. Okay. Are we in love with this driveway on Flamingo to the point of we don't swap the design of the buildings? Because here's where I'm going to go.
Okay.
If you were to reverse the side of the, where the buildings are located on each site, then the speakers and the flow was opposite to the direction that we have it going right now, the speakers wouldn't be faced out towards the residential. It's a design inverse, or flip, or whatever you want to call it. Then you wouldn't have a problem because it wouldn't be aimed toward the residential. Yes, I know. That's worth millions of dollars. Yes, but...
No, I don't know that. It might be or it might not be. I know that the driveway location is existing, so they're working at the existing location. And I don't know this because I didn't specifically have the conversations with Public Works. Perhaps Steve knows. My guess is they may prefer this because the traffic is internal instead of having traffic queuing at the entrance, which I know they get mad at us when we do that.
Road depth
issues and queuing issues.
Right, but what I'm saying is you don't have to have that driveway at that spot.
Okay.
So the issue here is the reason that the speakers will aim to the north is because you're driving counterclockwise on the site. Working northly?
Mm-hmm.
If you drove clockwise on the site, then the speakers would be aimed back towards Flamingo. Am I wrong?
Well, so right now they're facing north. We're proposing to face them east. If you're saying just flip it, then you'd still either face north or sort of face west, probably, if you're saying a true inversion.
Well, no, I mean, if they're going the direction of the cars is the other way,
right,
then the driver's side, which I'm assuming that's how you want to order,
yes,
right, would be...
Oh, you're right, gotcha.
Right, would be aimed towards the actual building.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, that would cost you money because you'd have to redesign the site, but then you wouldn't have this issue where staff is upset because the speakers are faced towards residential. They'd be faced towards Flamingo.
Right.
Just saying. Or we can muddle through as we're going to, and you either get approved or not. I'm just saying.
So I do know from my perspective, I don't know about the other applicant, that timing is a concern.
Always.
And so I have authority operationally to make some constraints on this site. I don't know that we have time to redesign. I don't disagree with you necessarily if I had a month to redesign it.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't. So if there are other things operationally, like even hours of operation, decibel levels, even perhaps doing what they use, iPads sometimes. So I think there's a lot of things that we've discussed and considered that this board is willing to recommend for us.
I have another question.
Okay.
How far away from the actual residential building are the speakers?
So they are.
I tried to estimate this, and I'm thinking it's over 100 feet.
I believe you're right, but I need to confirm that. I don't know if you know the answer to that.
For our site, the closest one is about 75 to 80 feet. About 70 for sure.
Okay.
And that's the corner of the building on this.
And I don't mean the parking garage.
Yes.
Okay.
To the residential.
Okay.
Well, that's just to the corner.
That's
of the
a pretty far distance.
Yes.
Is where I'm going.
Yes.
Okay.
And I can't read it. I'm sorry.
Well, right. Neither could I.
I know.
I was trying to do the scale with my pencil or my pen. I'm kind of thinking it's over 100 feet.
The building's here, so the building's set back further than the garage, and I'm sure there's at least a 24-foot drive aisle between the building and the wall, and then we've got at least a 20-foot berm area, so somewhere probably between 70-ish feet.
So, essentially, at least three times the width of this row, for example. Those are the only questions I have, Mr. Chair.
What are your hours?
9 to 10, roughly.
9 to 10.
And to 10.
Oh, you don't serve after 10 p.m.?
No.
That close to the strip?
And all those UNLV students.
Yeah.
So, assuming that you don't reverse everything and you leave it as is, you said that there's the berm and you're going to lower the drive-through area. So, when you're talking about that, bottom of the drive-through area, the top of the berm, where are we at?
So, this does have information. So the dry areas are about an elevation of, I would say, 5 feet right here. This is the distance of 5 feet. So the finished grade is 2028, right in the middle of that. This is probably 2 to 3 feet below the finished grade. And then the berm is higher than that. The berm is about at 2030, so it's probably about 4 or 5 feet.
So by lowering it, and you have the speakers in there, you're not going to create some type of a tunnel effect where it actually amplifies?
Sure hope not. That's not what we're aiming for.
And so then you're going to put a landscape buffer above that,
right.
Which, you know, I'd have to think maybe that might be a better view than what they currently have looking out
right.
to a dirt lot and traffic. My problem with that over the years is that you can make agreements for landscaping, and landscaping has a tendency over years to come and go. And then when you try to enforce that and have them replace it, becomes an issue in getting code enforcement to do anything. So what is the intention of the lab? What are you going to have up there? How do we know it's going to stay there for a considerable amount of time? And is it going to be maintained? Which oftentimes is not, and then we have the issues with the landscaping and the parking lots and other places else, which I think my colleague down there would probably agree on that.
So the berm will be there permanently, but the landscaping is an intense landscape buffer, and what they're proposing are yew pines and then these additional hop seed shrubs, bushes, and they'll be maintained regularly by the operator.
Are you talking some kind of trees or something?
Yeah, they're large trees, so large. We have an intense landscape buffer. And I mean, certainly we could agree to a condition if you want with respect to maintenance of that landscape buffer.
Mm-hmm.
Enforcement, of course, is a problem, but we could certainly agree to make sure that those are maintained regularly and you know, ensure that they exist.
Because I've watched these places come and go over the years. And give it some years down the line, and the landscaping is a total different picture of what it was originally agreed upon. So you have power lines above you. Didn't you have some issue with trees because of power lines?
That was at the south side of the parcel. The north side of the parcel
don't have that problem.
Yeah, so that is where the intense landscape buffer, as we discussed, is happening.
That's you know, I don't see that. I don't actually see them reversing it, as you suggested, turning it around.
No, it's kind of late.
Yeah, it's kind of late in the game. It's so long.
It's a great idea. I just wish it was like a month ago.
There's the apartment owner. There's no representation here. Did you reach out to them at all?
We did not. So they got notice, but I'm sure, you know, the residents.
Oh, the residents know, but I just wonder in terms of ownership because, you know, obviously if the residents don't like it, they move out, but, you know.
Are those rentals or are they owners?
They're rentals.
Rentals.
They're apartments.
That was same for lease. So, but they do have balconies right here too and windows, mm-hmm. which mm-hmm. is why we didn't think a wall would be great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I was in that unit, I'd be kind of upset by that. I think the landscaping is probably a better view, as you mentioned.
Trees would look better, I think, for them.
I mean, I guess if you got a lot of complaints, you know, we have residential people who complain about facilities all the time, and code enforcement goes out, we could come back and say, okay, you have to use iPads now to take orders versus...
Right.
Why don't we make that a condition at the beginning? Right, instead of having the speakers, which are creating the entire bug of glue on this thing,
mm-hmm.
right, why don't we use technology? Because I know it makes a cost for you guys.
The suggestion would be to look at In-N-Out Burger at Flamingo and Sand Hill.
Right.
They use iPads.
They do.
They have somebody there.
And I would appreciate if that's the board's recommendation. I think we can try to work at that. I don't have authority tonight to say that, but we'll immediately go back and see if that's a doable.
That kind of entails an employee being out there, but
yeah,
they
just
do
it. Becomes a labor issue.
Yeah, my only comment would be that we never operated in that format. We don't have any experience in those operations, and we run a pretty lean team because
I think you're okay.
Okay.
Yeah, because you're looking at you're looking at garages.
Okay,
yeah.
Just making sure.
I don't know if anyone's gone to Salvinville, but they're basically fixed salads that you say which one you want, and you don't have one custom you can do.
You can customize it however
so
you want.
So it goes really fast. You're just making a salad, and in and out you go.
Oh yeah, from menu board to the order to picking up your order, it's 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So on average.
Unless they're living in their car, I think they're okay there.
You might want to look at iPads because I know they do it, and they're facing Santa. Very busy street.
Yeah.
Flamingo.
And it's very successful.
It works great.
Okay.
Gone through there several times and it works no problem.
Well, and I think honestly, I think it's a much better option than trying to do landscaping because, you know, when we were doing the airport environs element, we did a lot of research into how thick a forest needs to be to actually reduce the sound levels, and it has to be something like 100 feet deep to block sound, because you know trees are weird. They don't mean to do that.
I didn't really think that the trees would block the sound.
Yeah,
especially if they're going to lower the drive-through and have the berm. I think that's going to be most of it right there. And if you had the iPads, but the trees would be nice. They don't have to look at the business.
Yeah,
I agree.
Keep the berm and the trees because
I agree.
Going forward, there's no guarantee anyone's going to say
agree.
Our recommendation was what stays.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, if you are in a line at a drive-through, how often do you hear the order in front of you? Very rarely.
Correct.
People aren't yelling like they used to at the old Jack in the Box. So, you know, I think we let them keep their landscaping because I don't know that it's going to be, you know, it's a good recommendation, but let's have a backup.
I think
yeah,
the iPad idea is
different
for the most
part. We'll get back for sure.
Okay.
Mr. Ideas.
Yeah, Mr. Ideas. All right, Mr. Chair, I am ready to make a motion if the board is ready. I'm going to try. All right, on item number 3, I would make a motion for approval of the application. Subject to the, if approved, preliminary staff conditions with additional recommendations as put forth by the applicant with their exhibit showing a berm and the speakers lower than the height of the berm. That's one condition. The other is that orders are taken via iPad or similar technology, preferably, and not even using the speakers.
I want to be sure the secretary has
Marine,
are we good?
I got it.
You got
okay.
it? Okay.
Thank
Anything
you.
Else?
That is all that I can think of.
Okay, so we have a motion that's been presented, if approved, conditions with the berm and the speakers at the height of the
below the height of the
berm, and orders taken by iPad or similar technology. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Item number 10.
Okay, item number 10. Item number 10. If you want me to try that one, I will.
Mm-hmm.
I did get on there. Okay, so I'd like to make a motion for approval on item number 10, subject to the if approved staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve item number 10 with the if approved staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck.
Thank you so much.
And you both go to the BCC on 1221.
Actually, these are four.
Wait a minute.
Oh, yes,
I got to look at 10. 10 Friday.
They go first.
1-4
yes.
Is item number 10. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. Good? All right. Item number 4, UC220621 ADC Holding LLC. Use permit for vehicle rental in conjunction with an existing vehicle repair facility on 2.2 acres in a C1 local business zone and a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the north side of Tropicana Avenue, 275 feet east of Mountain Vista within Paradise.
Sarah Evans, PO Box 90572.
Excuse me? What was the address again?
The P.O. Box, my mailing address is
okay.
P.O. Box 93572.
All right. Did you get the last name? Okay.
Evans, E.V.I.A.N.S.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
I'm sorry. So I'm here representing the Hertz Corporation. And this particular site, well, basically what Hertz does, we partner with Pep Boys for automotive services as well as sometimes retail space. This particular location that we're looking to offer our services is at the Pep Boys, Tropicana location. We've been offered space there to run our operation to rent vehicles to our Uber drivers. Currently, right now, we have about 30% of drivers who are willing to do the ride hauling program. However, they do not have the actual car to do so. So we provide that service for them. They rent the car through Hertz on the Uber platform. The program is not open to the general public. Customers are scheduled by hour throughout the day at our GNC Uber partner to either pick up the new vehicle or return and close an existing contract. Customers typically check in at our partner desk and then are processed for a rental by one of our transportation specialists. During the process, we confirm qualification of the driver. We review the terms and conditions of the rental and the conduct of the vehicle. We conduct a vehicle inspection. Our hours are Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. Normally, we estimate to rent about 20 to 25 transactions per day. We're only renting sedans and small style SUVs. We would like to inventory about 18 vehicles at that location. We're looking to have about 3 employees during that time to take shifts. Inside, we're looking to occupy about 168 square feet with inside of Pep Boys. Our activities during operation hours will be drivers entering the lot for pickup and drop off, rental activity inside of the building, and cars being vacuumed. We will not wash vehicles or fuel vehicles on site. We do use Pep Boys for our auto repair. Any major maintenance, those are vended out off-site to, our other vendors. Of course, the outside area, we will make sure that it's maintained free of litter and debris, and keeping, of course, trash, cigarette butts, and so forth out of the garbage. In the garbage. we're looking to occupy the west side of the area at Tropicana, and again, we will not be using Pep Boys service bays. There will be no changes in the structure or electric, and we both have agreed between Hertz and Pep Boys to divide the parking between them. And again, so far we are assigned, if approved, of course, the west end of that parking lot that's in our plans here.
Is there anyone here who'd like to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll close to the public and open it to the board. On the Pep Boys building, you're going to be on the west side.
Yes.
They're going to be on the east. You have a parking area in front. Are you? What part of the building inside are you occupying? Because when I go in there and look at that, that doesn't seem to be too much going on in the front end of that building. Is that where you're going to be?
Yes, it's going to be the front end of the building towards the left when you walk in. Currently at Pep Boys, they used to do retail at the location, but they're no longer offering that service, so it's just automotive service.
Okay. I wouldn't see that as a problem, because when I was there the other day looking at that, there was almost nobody there.
I'm sorry, I don't have
a problem. Other than what's going on the east side as far as their service bays are concerned.
So here, this is where we'll be located, inside, and here's the west side of the wall where our designated 18 spots will be.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I didn't see this as a particular problem issue. The parking is ample, and the building itself, I think Pep Boys is making changes in, if not all, many of the retail stores.
Okay.
I think it's an interesting concept.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, better maintain cars out on the road.
And we actually do this across the country, partner with Pep Boys to process our
rentals. Well, if nobody has anything, I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve, subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Good luck.
Thank you.
It goes to the Planning Commission on January 3rd. Okay, item number 5, UC 220632, VRES LLC, use permits for the following: 1, photographic studio, and 2, banquet facility in conjunction with existing office warehouse complex on 2.2 acres in an M1 light manufacturing A60 zone, generally located on the north side of Quail Avenue, 550 feet east of Valley View Boulevard within Paradise.
Have a seat.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Lee Thompson, bar number 1057. I'm here representing the applicant on this matter. The request is for special use permits to allow a photographic studio and banquet facility, as you stated. This is in the area that's currently zoned M1. I provided to you, first of all, a map to give you an idea of perspective of where this is in relationship to the Allegiant Stadium. This is in the Allegiant Stadium Entertainment District that was enacted by the board last year, and we believe it's compatible with the existing M1, but it's also an indication of the type of uses that I think the board wants to see developing in this area. I'm not sure exactly how much more to tell you. Photography studio is pretty much an inert use. It doesn't have high volumes of traffic or anything like that. And the request for the banquet facility is actually something the applicant had a studio further up on Valley View, 3511 Valley View, one of the Harsh properties years ago. Well, She lost that lease in 2021, COVID, all that. But she found people would come in for photographs, and they'd ask if they could have a family luncheon or party or something like that. And they would also ask if they could bring alcohol in. And in order to be absolutely above board about it, we're asking for a banquet facility here. There is no kitchen, there is no bar. All of this would be provided by the caterers of anybody who would want to use the facility. It's never going to be a large group or anything like that, but we're just asking that as an adjunct to the photography studio.
Okay. Is there anyone here who likes to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll close it to the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if there's no comments or questions from the board, I would go ahead and make a motion for approval subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Planning Commission on January 3rd.
Thank you.
Item number six, VS 220618, CBA 3355 LLC, vacate and abandon a portion of right-of-way being Pioneer Avenue, located between Arville Street and Myrtle Avenue within Paradise. Okay, you'd like your seven also?
Yes,
okay.
That's related.
Item number seven, WS 220617, CBA 3355 LLC, waivers and development standards for the following. One, reduced parking, and two, reduced landscaping. Design review for multiple family apartment site improvement and dog park on 5.8 acres in an R4 multiple family residential zone, generally located on the south side of Desert Inn Road and the west side of Arville Street within Paradise.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, town board members. My name is Tony Sless, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant, Plaster Development. First, the property is located at the southwest corner of Desert Inn and Arville. It is an existing multifamily development with about 112 units. Before I get into the actual application itself, Plaster, just a quick history, Plaster Development purchased the site back in 2019, has already invested about $5 million in refurbishing the site. In particular, they've invested those in, you can see the clubhouse here, remodeling of the clubhouse, interior remodeling in the units, some with respect to the pool area, actually kind of dug out the pool, rebuilt a new pool area. In hopes of continuing that capital investment, they have projected another $1.9 million in improvements, which is now why I'm here for you, as it's triggered some public hearings in order to do that. Really the biggest thing is access to the site. On the top here is north, that is Desert Inn. Over here on the east is Arville. What we're doing is reconfiguring the access to the site. What we want to do is make Desert Inn exit only here. So we're placing a slide gate at this location. We want to completely redo Arville, make that our main entryway, with dual entry or an entryway coming in, exit only, have our gates set back. We've worked with Public Works to make sure we meet the throat depth for that. As a result of this reconfiguration, we do lose about 21 parking spaces that did trigger the parking reduction request. However, since taking over the site, it's been their experience that really a lot of the parking back in this area is underutilized. So we really don't think that there's a parking problem on the site, even with the reduction of the 21 spaces. It is close to major employment centers with access to those via public access. Also, part of this, we have a vacation and abandonment. Right here is an alleyway that connects to Myrtle. This is actually a public right-of-way. It is very kind of strange and unique. You can see right here, it is really between our site and the Macy's Home Store that connects to Myrtle right here. We are asking you to vacate and abandon that, and in place of that, we can add more green area, including a dog park, so more amenities for the residents. And the last portion of our application is really to provide a little bit more security for our residents. We're asking to place a wrought iron fence around the site here along Arville and DI. We are obviously constrained with the existing development there. So we cannot meet the 10-foot setback as required. So it is 5 feet mostly. In certain areas, it does jet back to 10 feet to include existing landscaping. So you can see right here, this is our site right here. Across the street, and this, these are obviously apartments that were built 40 plus years ago, where you did not actually have to put any landscaping, you just put the wall back of the curb or back of the sidewalk there. So ours is not going to be quite that stark. We are at worst case having five feet of landscaping between our fence and the sidewalk. But we do, and it is wrought iron fence, so it'll be, you know, you can see through it, but it provides a little added security. And like I said, you can see right here we have mature landscaping that will remain, and the fence will actually go around that. So in certain areas it will jet out to 10 feet. We appreciate staff's recommendation of approval and agree to all the conditions, and we're happy to answer any questions.
Is there anyone here in the public like to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
I'm good with both.
Me too.
Okay.
So, Mr. Chair, I would, if no one has any other questions or comments, I'd like to make a motion for approval for items number 6 and number 7, subject to staff recommendations and conditions.
We have a motion to approve, subject to staff's recommendations and conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thanks. Because of great night.
Good luck. Oh, and that's Planning Commission on January 3rd. Item number 8, AR 22400123, UC 038115, Vegas Development Landowner LLC, use permit second application for review. Of the following. 1. Motion picture production studio is a primary use. 2. Permit a motion picture production studio within a membrane structure, tent, where required to be within an enclosed building. And 3. Permit eating and drinking area with on-premise consumption of alcohol in conjunction with a motion picture production studio. Design review for a temporary membrane structure, tent with alternative external building materials for a motion picture production studio within an approved parking lot on 7.1 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the southwest corner of Flamingo Road and Colville Lane within Paradise.
Good evening, Rebecca Miltenberger, MILTENBERGER, 100 North City Parkway, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89106. I'm here this evening on behalf of the applicant, Vegas Development Landowner. And this is a public review for an application originally granted in 2015. This space located on the corner of Flamingo and Cobalt has been used as a motion picture studio since that time. Between 2015 and 2017, the applicant actually upgraded the space by retrofitting the building to be a semi-permanent assembly structure, meaning the walls are similar to a standard building, but the roof remained a membrane roof. They've also installed restroom-sufficient insulation to meet energy codes, hard connections for all utilities, and a complete HVAC system. The building also includes a fire alarm system, fire hydrants, sprinklers, and other fire safety elements. And a certificate of occupancy was issued in May of 2017 and has been maintained since that time. When the application was renewed in 2017, a second review was requested, which is why we are here today. There are no complaints that we are aware of. The space continues to be used for filming. Most recently, BattleBots was there in October, filming their TV show. Staff is recommending approval, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Is anyone here like to speak on this item? If not, I'll close the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, if there's no comments or questions, I make a motion to approve, subject to preliminary staff conditions.
With a hearing until, public review, August 5th, 2027.
Great.
Very good? Mm-hmm. All right. So we have a motion to approve, subject to staff conditions, which includes a review as a public hearing on August 5th, 2027. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Good luck. Board of County Commissioners on January 4th.
Yes.
Item number 9, UC220619, RSS, BNK 2019, BNK 2021, Nevada 2 HTLLC, use permit to allow major training facility, sign review for a modification of a facade of an existing shopping center on 4.3 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the south side of Tropicana Avenue, 770 feet east of US 95 within Paradise. Hi.
Hi, Melissa Ure, EURE, here with the applicant, address 1055 Whitney Ranch Drive, Suite 210, 89014.
Michelle Jackson, JACKSON, 4125 Oxford Circle, 89101.
So, as you can see, there's the existing building here. Facing Tropicana down here. This actually used to be a 24-hour fitness. It closed down a few years ago. Right here, this is not part of the application, but there's an existing vehicle maintenance facility. It's a tire mart that's in here, so they will only be obtaining the space that previously was a 24-hour fitness. So as you can see, quite a bit of parking. There's about 294 parking spaces, where 177 are actually required for both uses. So we're amply parked for what we have. There's 40 administrative staff on the site, about 30 teachers, about 6 to 7 on any given day, and up to about 40 volunteers any given day that are assisting on site. Students are brought to the site using buses. They participate anywhere from 2 to 4 buses a day. Students come in about 8:30 a.m. and then they leave about 2:30 p.m. and the bus living is here to the west side of the building. As part of our request, we are asking for a design review. So there would be a new facelift to the front of the building where Junior Achievement would be going. There would be a new facade, there would be painted metal. It's going to be up to a height here in the front of about 27.5 feet, but the rest of the building is about 23 to 24 feet as you go around. As part of this, we'll also be painting the rest of the existing building here along the west and along the north portion of the building. So wherever they will have their building portion, it won't include the tire mount. So just their portion. And then I do want to turn it over to Michelle. She's going to give you a little bit more about Junior Achievement and how they operate.
Thank you. So Junior Achievement, we're a nonprofit here in Southern Nevada, but we're part of a national organization that has 102 offices around the United States, and essentially this facility is going to be home to two of our capstone programs. One is called JA BizTown, and it's a simulated city or town that upper elementary students run for the day, where they take on the roles of being CEOs of banks and running city government. They vote on laws. They do business-to-business transactions with each other, and they also get paychecks. And they essentially get to be grown-ups for the day in this simulated city. So our target audience for our BizTown is Southern Nevada. We'll be 5th grade, and we will be able to support, on an annual basis, about 20,000 students a year going through this program. The other program within the facility that will be targeted to 9th graders is called Finance Park. And that program, again, is a simulated environment, but the students take on a personal budget scenario where they become an adult for the day through a simulation that assigns them age, income, job, credit score, and then they have to, and family, and they have to take that information, build a one month's balance budget for them and their family during this simulation. We will also have our administrative offices on site and a small career center and entrepreneurship space. JA's kind of four pillars that we work with students on is financial literacy, workforce readiness, and entrepreneurship. So this facility will kind of touch on all of those things.
And then just to clarify, it is a major training facility rather than a school. There is no diploma, there's not a grade that there. This is just something that's provided through CCSD. Happy to answer any questions.
Okay. So anyone here like to speak on the item? Seeing none, I'll close the public and open to the board. I think it's a great location for it. And nice to see something finally happening to that facility, because it's been empty for quite a while.
Yeah, I think this is a great use, reuse for a very compatible site. Mm-hmm. Also, I want to sign up. I need
we
financial need,
we love volunteers, so.
Volunteer? No, I need to be trained.
If no one has anything, I'll make a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank
Good
you.
Luck. Board of County Commissioners on January 4th.
Thank you. I hope you guys will come to the Rando
room. Let Blanca know.
I go by there all the time, sure. Item number 11, UC 220638, Harbaugh Newco LLC, use permit for deviations as shown for plans on file in conjunction with the Resort Hotel Horseshoe. Deviations for the following: 1, increase the number of directional signs; 2, increase the area of directional signs; and 3, deviations as shown for plans on file. Design review for a comprehensive sign package in conjunction with the Resort Hotel Horseshoe on 30.0 acres in an H1 limited resort and apartment zone, generally located on the east side of Las Vegas Boulevard South and the south side of Flamingo within Paradise.
Rebecca Miltenberger, MILTENBERGER, 100 North City Parkway, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89106. I'm here on behalf of the applicant, Harbaugh Newco, which is the owner and operator of the Bally's Hotel on Las Vegas Boulevard. Bally's is in the process of rebranding to be a Horseshoe. We are before you in March for the remodel of the digital marquee on the corner of Las Vegas and Flamingo, and this application is for the remainder of the sign package. The applicant is repurposing the existing signs. They are not adding any additional new signs. We've agreed with staff to apply for a new comprehensive sign program, which is why the deviation is asking for an increase in signage from what code permits. But the applicant is actually reducing sign square footage from what is there today by removing some duplicative signs on the hotel tower, and will be repurposing the remaining signs with the Horseshoe brand. Staff is recommending approval, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Okay, is there anyone here who'd like to speak on the item? And seeing none, I'll close to the public and open it to the board.
Mr. Chair, I really like the lower right hand.
Yeah.
That looks cool.
It's going to be such a nice change there.
Yes.
It'd be really cool.
It's not a cold symbol.
Hmm?
A cold symbol. The horse.
So, Mr. Chair, if there's no comments or questions from the board, I'd like to make a motion for approval subject to staff conditions.
I have a motion to approve subject to staff conditions. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Good luck. That Board of County Commissioners on January 4th. Last zoning item number 12, VS220605, Object Dash LLC. Vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between Haven Street alignment and Las Vegas Boulevard South, and between Four Seasons Drive and Russell Road alignment within Paradise. Description on file.
Well, that's a bummer.
Yay! I don't have to go up!
Good evening again, Mr. Chairman, members of the town board, Stephanie Allen, 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the Boring Company. Apparently there's two of us here tonight for the Boring Company. Tyler Fairbanks told me to tell you all hello. I know some of you toured with him, and he's sick tonight, so he asked me to come, so I'm sorry to...
It's a great tour.
Yeah.
That's what I heard.
Very much enjoyed it.
Were able to do that. So this property is the property off of Las Vegas Boulevard that you've seen before. We had zoning approval for it, and we're just here for a vacation of patent easements, Russell and Las Vegas Boulevard. And the patent easements are along the eastern edge of the property. This is the patent exhibit. I'm happy to answer any questions, but staff is recommending approval, and we ask for your approval as well.
Open it to the public. No one's here. Close to the public, open to the board.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion, if there's no comments from the board, for approval of this item subject to staff conditions.
We have a motion to approve subject to staff condition. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Board of County Commissioners on January 4th. I'm sure I don't have to tell you that. I'm sure you know. Any general business? None. Item number 8, comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on the matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium and applicable clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If a member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. No one? And the next meeting is December 27th. And do we have a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Do we have a motion to adjourn? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.